and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Live from Atrium Health Ballpark, I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. Jackets have lost four straight, including the first three of the series, to Kannapolis, but looking to right the ship and go back to their winning ways with the man who brought, in a large part, the first win of the season. Opening night starter Garrett Bauman takes the mound for his third professional start and second of the season in a Green Jackets uniform. 6'8 righty out of Oviedo, Florida. We'll get going and face a strong Kannapolis lineup that are currently tied for first in the South Division of the Carolina League. Both them and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers sitting at 4-2. Green Jackets offense has been quiet. Just one run in each of the last four ball games. They have not been shut out yet, but they have also not eclipsed multiple runs since Saturday, April the 6th. Green Jackets switching up that lineup a substantial amount with Lakehair Figueroa, along with Isaiah Drake, all getting nights off today. Will Verdung takes a seat as well. So the Green Jackets looking to mix it up under Winston Sawyer. Lineup is as follows. Luis Sanchez leading off, playing second. Jace Grady in left. Diego Benitez at short. And Drew Compton at first. Cade Kern hitting fifth in right field, looking for his first hit of the series. Robert Gonzalez is in center for the second game in a row. Cam McGee's at third for the first time this season. Jacob Godman back behind the plate, third game out of four that he's been behind the dish. Was able to get on base twice last night off of the starter Aldrin Batista. And P.O. Boucher rounds it out as a designated hitter. Kannapolis in new uniforms, a new identity we'll tell you about in just a second. But it's Riku Nishida and Albert Tennessee in at the top with Cade and Connor at first. And Ronnie Hernandez up to the fourth spot catching. Edric Felix at third. Matt Hogan, the center fielder. Juan Gonzalez gets the DH spot, along with Alvaro Aguero in left field. Both of those players, their first appearance in the four-game set so far. And Wilbur Sanchez at second yesterday, at short today. Back-to-back games played after missing the first two of the season. The man on the mound for them, Seth Keener, out of Wake Forest. Five scoreless innings in his first start of the year. And now we send it down to the field for the playing of the national anthem. After the playing of the anthem, Kannapolis takes the field. First time they're in the alternate uniforms. It's the red throwback jerseys, marking the 6 years in which they were the Piedmont Bowl Weevils. So you hear us refer to them as the Weevils. And various occurrences across tonight's ballgame. Still the Cannonballers, still the single-A affiliate of the White Sox. But in the dark red jerseys with the white writing and the two-tone blue and red caps, royal blue and scarlet red. For the undefeated this week, 3-0 and 4-2 overall Kannapolis Cannonballers. They'll get the second start of the season for Seth Keener. Righty third-round pick out of Wake Forest was up and down in his brief pro debut last season, but scorched onto the play in 2024. Five scoreless innings to start off on opening night. Fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup for the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. Worked as a swing man, bouncing between the rotation and the bullpen at Wake. They're trying to stretch him out as a starter here in 2024, and if he can replicate the success he had in opening weekend, he won't be long for this level. Sure to shortly depart up the road and on to Winston-Salem and high A ball. Keener's been fantastic already this season. Just one hit, two walks, and seven strikeouts without a run allowed on opening night against the Charleston River Dogs, a game the Green Jackets would like to not allow to replicate. Sunny skies, but very breezy. Wind blowing straight out to right field across the diamond. Home plate is in shadows for now at a 7 o'clock start, as is a majority of first base. Keener will be working with Sun, so at least for the top of the first, advantage pitcher. Sanchez, Grady, Benitez, the top three due up for the Green Jackets. Right switch right against the right-handed Seth Keener. And in what could potentially be a rare early start here in the Carolina League. 7:02 for a 7:05 first pitch. Sanchez steps in at second base in the leadoff spot for the first time this season. First pitch to Sanchez at 7:03, called a strike, fastball at 92. Big heavy sinker along with a flat four-seam fastball that gets good ride. Those are the two different heaters for Keener. Keener from the windup. Hit on the ground towards second, past the outstretched glove of Riku Nishida. And Sanchez is on with a leadoff single. First inning base runner the Green Jackets have had this series. Take a look at the defense. Patrick Leland, the Kannapolis manager, has made some changes. Aguero in left for the first time. Hogan in center, Asian back to right. Felix at third, Wilbur Sanchez at first, or short, excuse me. Nishida's at second base for the first time this season. Caden Connor back at first, and Ronnie Hernandez catching. Slider on the ground to Nishida. Chance for two off the bat of Grady. To second for one. On to first. Double play. Three pitches, two outs, and the leadoff single is erased immediately as Jace Grady pulls off of a slider. Nishida starts the 4-6-3. Two up, two down. Umpiring crew tonight, flip from yesterday. Same two-man crew we've had all season, or at least all week. Dominic Romero's in the field. Perry Swartz is behind the plate. More consistent of the two umpires behind the dish today. Diego Benitez batting in the third spot, takes a slider low and away. Right-handed hitting shortstop is 2-for-7 with a walk and three strikeouts over this series. Green Jackets have scored three runs in three games. 1-0 slider doubles up. Spun underneath the bat of Benitez, pulls the head off 1-1. Diego got a much-needed day off yesterday, able to reset himself both offensive and defensively. Another off-speed, this time low and in with the slider. Benitez pulls off, and the count's 1-2. Diego will use his timeout. Benitez hitting 214 this season. One of five top 30 prospects on this roster. Keener, the only top 30 on the roster for Kannapolis. 1-2. Slider a little too far out. Four consecutive breaking balls for Seth Keener against Diego Benitez. And the count even at 2-2. 50-50 success rate. Benitez, hard hit back up the middle. Skips off the mound and into center field. A good barrel for Benitez. Fastball and a fastball count stayed up. Second single of the inning for Augusta. Bats coming out firing early, trying to go after Seth Keener. Not a man who you can let settle into a rhythm. That's what happened against Charleston. And the River Dogs had to wait until the bullpen got active to put their runs on the board. Switch hitting first baseman Drew Compton hops into the southpaw side of the plate. Compton 2-for-5 with a walk in two games. Got a night off yesterday. Will Verdung was the first baseman. Compton wearing the 34 jersey. Green Jackets back in their gray on gray on the road. Slider just outside. Jackets have worn the gray on gray all three games this week. Thought they might try to change it up, but for now they'll stay in the grays. Look to break the losing tide. 1-0. Slider low and inside. Benitez is trying to time up the runner. Got a big secondary bounce looking in at Seth Keener, who barely gave him a passing glance. Count 2-0 on the Green Jacket cleanup hitter. Wind still blowing out to right to the pole side for Compton. He takes a swing like he wanted to take advantage of it, but over top of the sinking fastball. Two balls and a strike. Green Jackets do not have a home run in six games. Kannapolis in six have just one. We saw that two nights ago off the bat of Matt Hogan. Hogan back in the lineup today in center field. They'll pick over on Benitez. Looked like he got caught between a dive and a step. Ends up tiptoeing back to the bag like Jack Sparrow, but he's in standing. No tag applied from Caden Connor. 2-1 on Compton, still in a hitter's count. Two outs, top of the first. Benitez is going. Pitches outside. Goodwin to throw on target, and not in time to get Diego Benitez. Bit of a slow tag from Wilbur Sanchez, and Benitez has his first stolen base of the season. Green Jackets have been very particular about when they go, but they're now 4-for-4 on the year. Benitez, the first different Green Jacket player with a steal, man in scoring position in the first. And a 3-1 count on Compton as the sinker was low and away. First base is open. The 3-1 to Compton is a slider. Softly spoiled into the net. Counts full. Would love to give some insurance for Garrett Bauman. Green Jackets have not led yet this series. Man at second. Full count, two outs, top one. Keener still in the sun, the batter in the shadows. Here's the pitch to Compton. Slider. Fouled away out in front and hooks it in the general direction of the first base dugout where the cannonballers sit waiting. Sun slowly setting behind home plate. So the longer we go, the more of this beautiful ballpark will be draped in shadow. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. Keener out of the stretch delivers inside, ball four. After the leadoff man got on with a single, a one-pitch double play off the bat of Jace Grady gave Keener strong hope. But since then, a two-out single and a two-out walk. Green Jackets have two on and two out for Cade Kern. Kern 0-for-4 in Wednesday's game. Out of the lineup yesterday, Kern's currently 0-for-10 on the year, looking for his first hit. First pitch slider low and away. Catcher Ronnie Hernandez was happy with the location, but Kern did not bite. Cade had some swing and miss last season in his professional debut after being drafted out of Ohio State in the 17th round. Has not shown the swing and miss as much this year as he takes a fastball high to make the count 2-0. Has been slightly underneath a couple balls and some hard hit outs mixed in, so some bad luck as well for the Green Jacket right fielder. Seen time in all three positions. 2-0 driver's seat, slider misses outside. So Keener taking a bit of time to settle in early. See if the Green Jackets can take advantage. A walk would load the bases for Robert Gonzalez, who's been swinging a strong bat. Benitez at second, Compton at first. Neither one being held on. Now Nishida floats in the vicinity. 3-0, ball four inside. Four of the five men in the frame of reach for the Green Jackets. The bases are loaded with two outs for Robert Gonzalez. Time called. Ronnie Hernandez out there and quickly followed by the pitching coach, Blake Hickman. Keener being forced to go through the ringer, do a little bit of work. This was not the case whatsoever in his first start, but a bit more similar to what we saw from him in 2023. Numbers were up and down. Three games with the Cannonballers last year, an 0-1 record, 7.11 ERA. He also did never go more than 2 1/3 innings. Give up 9 hits in 6 1/3 total. Keener, 19 pitches, just 9 strikes thus far. That first pitch double play off the bat of Jace Grady was the best pitch he's thrown individually today. And the left-handed hitting center fielder, Robert Gonzalez, will look to make him pay for a pair of two out walks. Sacks full of Green Jackets, looking for their first lead of the week. First pitch to Gonzalez, slider to the back door. Pretty breaking ball on the outer half. Gonzalez 3-for-12 this week, hitting .222 all told, 4-for-18 in the young season. Keener high leg kick and misses out. He's been sinker slider heavy, still has the four-seamer and the changeup in his back pocket. Count 1-1 now. Benitez third, Compton second, Cade Kern first. 1-1. Gonzalez check swing. They'll appeal out to second base, and he did not go, says Dominic Romero. Two balls and a strike and nowhere to put him. Gonzalez has been squaring the ball up whole lot over this week. Takes a mighty cut at the off-speed, though, out in front of the slider. Two balls, two strikes. In a fastball count, Gonzalez was dead red. He's out in front of the off-speed. Keener looking to tightrope out of danger in the top of the first. Put the Green Jackets on the defensive. And inside ball three, Gonzalez nearly wore that in the back ankle. Athletic backhand by the catcher, Roni Hernandez, to keep that in front. Green Jackets scored a run yesterday, their only one on a wild pitch. Bases loaded, everybody's moving on the full count offering. The delivery from Keener. Downstairs, ball four. So for the first time this year, the Green Jackets strike first. A leadoff first inning, bases loaded walk, and Robert Gonzalez has his first RBI as a Green Jacket. Augusta up 1-0, and the bases are still loaded for Cam McGee. McGee's 2-for-6 in the last two games, hitting .333 both this week and this season, 4-for-12 overall. First pitch from Keener, in on the hands, and McGee fouls it away late 0-1. Keener now at 26 pitches in the first, just 12 strikes. Emerson Talavera getting warm in the pen already for the Boll Weevils. Fastball up. McGee a check swing. He did not go. There's no need for an appeal. Hernandez thought he should have got the call on the location. Pitch was just a bit outside. McGee at third base for the first time this season, hitting from the left side, breaking ball. Hit well into right center field. A see and stumbled initially, but he recovers enough to make the catch. The Green Jackets track for one. They lead for the first time. Garrett Bauman working with a lead. He'll come out to start off the home half of the first here on Green Jackets Radio from Atrium Health Ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets take the field in the home half of the first. Garrett Bauman on the mound, the 18-year-old righty standing 6'8" out of Hagerty High School in Aviva, Florida. First outing of the year, four innings and a non-decision, two hits, just one unearned run, along with two walks and three Ks. Lineup for the Boll Weevils, the alternate identity of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Nishida, Asian, and Connor at the top. Hernandez, Roni Hernandez, that is. Felix Hogan Gonzalez, 4-7. Alvaro Aguero in left, and Wilbur Sanchez back in the 9 spot for the second game. Riku Nishida leads off from the left side. Stands deep in the box and open. First pitch fastball misses low and away at 92. Bauman will sit 92-94 with consistency. He ran it up to 98 in the prep ranks. So the quicker he gets stretched out and the warmer this year gets, as that arm feels good, he'll show you some velocity. There's 93 up and in. Nishida, a late swing, tips it into the mitt. Ball and a strike on the second baseman. Nishida was at second base primarily all through college. Slowly been converted into an outfielder in the White Sox organization, but back at the Keystone today. Fastball outside corner, 93. Bauman not lighting up the radar gun early, but that perceived velocity when a guy throwing mid-90s from a 6'8 straight over the top release point makes it look that much harder. 1-2. Swung on through the legs of Godman. Strike three, but a drop third strike. Slider bending its way between the legs of Godman. Second time they've collaborated, and Nishida able to scamper to first base. First K of the day for Michael, or for Garrett Bauman, excuse me. But it doesn't matter. Leadoff man on, and Nishida can do some damage. 2 for 4 swiping bags this week. Albertson Essien in from the right side. Essien back to right field today after playing center yesterday when Hogan had a day off. First pitch slider in at 86, knee high on Essien. Essien 3 for 10 with a double and an RBI. Started every game this season in the two spot, bouncing around the outfield. Nishida on a long hold, waits, does not get a pickoff approved, and a fastball blown past the Essien 0-2. It's been called a wild pitch by Garrett Bauman. One, if you ask Godman, he likely should have blocked. He got caught in between going down for a block and scooping it with the glove. Ball ended up trickling through the five hole past the umpire, Perry Schwartz. 0-2 on Essien. Infield shifted to pull. McGee behind second base. Bauman a long wait, letting the pitch count drop, and misses just outside. Went to the slider. Such a long hold from Bauman that Riku Nishida actually retreated back to first base, thinking a pickoff was coming, before Bauman finally went down the hill. Bauman to a stop. One check of the runner at first, and now comes over. Soft toss, and Riku Nishida in with a dive. First base coach now in the ear hole of Nishida, getting everybody on the same page. Bauman, very long levered, can sometimes be easy to run upon. Not going. 1-2 slider low and away. Godman handles this one. Count even at twos. Bauman a bit frustrated. Has not been able to induce a chase thus far this at bat. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody slated to piggyback off of Bauman. This will be a traditional start. It's his second of the year, so we'll see how much more the pitch count is extended. It was 60 in his opening week. 2-2. On the ground towards second, against the shift, past the dive of Sanchez. Nishida looking to go first to third. The throw is into third and late. And back-to-back base runners. Essien and Nishida continue to set the tone. Luis Sanchez was all the way behind second base, and Essien able to just reach out and guide the ball towards the second baseman who would traditionally stand. If Sanchez is playing straight-up defense, that's likely a 4-6-3 double play. Instead, he can't get there even on the soft bouncing ball. Nishida takes third. Drop third strike, got him on, and then a single. Now men at the corners with nobody out. Green Jackets' first lead of the week could be short-lived. Here's Caden Connor. Big lead for Essien. There he goes. Didn't get a look. Godman the throw down on target, not in time. Bang, bang, but Essien gets the right hand in. Milliseconds before a snap tag from Diego Benitez. No more force. Two men in scoring position. The go-ahead run in the bottom of the first at second base. 1-0 Green Jackets. Defense still playing back amongst the infield. First pitch was called a strike, so it's 0-1. And Bauman steps off, uses his first reset. Seemed like there was some miscommunication between the young righty and the catcher, Godman. Nishida at third, Essien at second. Caden Connor the batter. 0-1, target away. Bauman kicks and deals, chops softly towards third. McGee snaps up, on to first, the only play. An RBI ground out brings home Nishida. We're tied at one. Ball was hit soft enough that the play had to be made on the front of the infield grass, which meant McGee was way away from his post, and Essien was able to advance behind him. So runner at third, one in, one out, and one on in the first. Ronnie Hernandez has played every game at either the DH or the catcher position. With Arxie Hernandez getting a day off, Ronnie up to the cleanup spot, hitting fourth for the first time this week. Late swing. And called a strike. Slider whistled its way to the back corner. Bauman's been trying to attack that back edge with the slider to pretty much every lefty he's seen this season. 0-1 on Ronnie Hernandez. Now the infield is in. Slider low and inside. Backhanded by Godman. The count evens up. Green Jackets defense across the outfield. Jace Grady, Robert Gonzalez, and Cade Kern. Diego Benitez and Luis Sanchez turning double plays up the middle. Cam McGee at third, Drew Compton at first, and Jacob Godman catching. 1-1 to Hernandez. Popped into left field. Charging in for Jace Grady. Circles, makes the catch. Runner thought about trying. Gets halfway down the line to throw into the cutoff man. They'll back pick to third, and he's out. Albertson is seeing, was trying to see where the throw from Jace Grady would go. Cam McGee cuts it off. The shortstop Benitez sinks in behind him, and Asian is doubled off. He tried to hedge his bets, and he was not successful. The Boll Weevils tie the game on an RBI groundout, but nothing more than that. The old-fashioned 9-5-6 double play. When's the last time you saw one of those? We're tied at one after one.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Each team plates a run in their frame in the first. Green Jackets 1, Boll Weevils 1, as Kannapolis takes on their old alternate identity, the Piedmont Boll Weevils. It'll be 8-9-1, Jacob Godman leading off against Seth Keener. First pitch, a high fastball that Godman lays off of, came in at 93. Jackets sent 7 men to the plate in the first. 2 hits, 2 walks, and a run scored. Godman chasing high on the fastball. Went back up the ladder, dared Godman to lay off, and he could not do it twice. Count 1-1. Shadows already drifting in further. All the infield now cloaked. Heater to the outside corner. Runs back. Good sinking action. And came in through the back door. 1-2 as Keener quickly reclimbs the mound. Godman not happy with his pace. He'll take the timeout. Keener originally was going to stay still, try to lock in and just remain on the rubber. But as Godman takes his time, forces Keener to step off. Keener back on. Ball in play and the slider is high. 2-2. Keener stands flat-footed, right in the center of the rubber, slightly leaning to the first base side. From the windup, the righty delivers. Slider in the dirt, low and away to the right-handed hitting catcher, Jacob Godman. Green Jackets, very balanced lineup tonight. 4 righties, 3 lefties, and 2 switch hitters. It's righty, lefty, righty, due up in the second. 3-2 on Jacob Godman. Slider outside, ball 4. They're forcing Keener to work tonight. Fourth walk of the game already, just 3 outs recorded. Jackets had action going in the bullpen, or the Cannonballers did, excuse me, in the first as the pitch count started to ramp up for Keener. Now nobody down there, but Keener is at 34 pitches. P.O. Boucher is in the DH spot tonight. He takes a high fastball 1-0. Boucher 0-3 yesterday after not appearing in the first 2 games of the series. Looking to reclaim the lead. Godman attaches the oven mitt on the left hand at first base. Boucher watches a fastball to the outside corner. Ball and a strike. The red hand on there. There goes Godman. Was thinking about it. Slider low and in, and there is no throw. Catcher stealing bags now. Picked the perfect one to go on. Keener not paying a bit of mind to the backstop at first base. Loops in a slider low and inside. And Ronnie Hernandez didn't have the chance or the time to throw on to second. Jackets are 2-for-2 off the combination of Keener and Hernandez. 2-1 on Boucher. No more a force. Sinker to the outer edge. 91 with the sinker. Keener's been up to 94. Count 2-2. A lot of deep counts with the exception of the first pitch double play to Grady in the first. Everybody's seen three or more. 2-2. Fastball inside. Target was out. Hernandez had to reach back across his body. Looked like a more severe miss to the naked eye than it actually was. But regardless, the count is full. Leadoff man Luis Sanchez is on deck. Boucher slightly open from the left side. 3-2. Chopped towards second base. Another chance for Nishida. He'll underhand it over to first. Had the momentum taking him that way. Godman moves up 90 feet. He's 90 more feet away from regaining the lead for the Green Jackets. Productive out number one. And Luis Sanchez steps up. Green Jackets have had some success manufacturing runs, creating small ball across their two wins against Columbia in the first two games of the season. Infield is medium depth, but neither the first baseman Connor nor the third baseman Felix are in close towards the cutouts. We'll see if Sanchez thinks about a bunt here on a squeeze attempt. He will not. Waves at a slider and tips it into the mitt, 0-1. Godman the runner at third. Decent speed for a catcher. Keener from the windup. Slider up the middle. Shortstop cuts it off. Only play is at first base. And the Green Jackets are back up in front, 2-1. Walk, steal, ground out. But that's all it takes. Get him on, get him over, get it in. And the Green Jackets are back in front, 2-1. Softly bounced up the middle. Wilmer Sanchez had to range to his left. Caught it right in front of the second base bag. Didn't have the angle or the time to throw home. Two out, nobody on for Jace Grady. Grady takes a called strike. That's the first changeup we've seen of the evening for Keener. Keener at 43 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. 0-1 called a strike at the very top of the zone. Left a changeup high, but floated it in right at the letters. Grady quickly behind 0-2. Target away. Inside and high. Keener missing. Fell off to the glove hand side slightly, now kicking dirt off his spikes. Green Jackets have scored multiple runs for the first time since Saturday of opening weekend. And they're back looking for more. Grady rips this one into right center field. A long turnaround first. Asian has a cannon. The throw's coming in. The runner's going for it. And he is safe. He did not get the tag on. A great slide. Feet first and hooking around the dugout. Jace Grady's got a hustle double. The Jackets tested the throwing arm of Albertson Asian last night when he was in center field. He gunned down Godman trying to advance from second to home on a single. This time Asian in right had a shorter throw, one hopped it into second base. The ball beat the runner there, but a bit of a slow tag from Sanchez puts a man back in scoring position. Grady with the two-out double, man at second. Here's Diego Benitez. Benitez chases a slider in the dirt. Diego singled, stole a bag, and scored in the first. Second at bat in as many innings. Behind 1-0, infield playing to pull. Nishida sits right in and out, working for a potential pickoff of Grady. Keener comes home. It's fouled back over the Atrium Health sign behind the first base dugout. After a wet and wild start to the weekend, nothing but clear skies and beautiful weather for the rest of the weekend, capped off with Sunday afternoon's game where there's a high in the low 80s. Baseball weather slowly getting closer and closer. Looks like we'll have sunshine and a whole lot of fun paired up for the first six-game homestand next week when the Green Jackets host the Carolina Mudcats. 0-2 on Benitez. Keener comes home. Slider. Check swing. They will appeal. He did not go. Dominic Romero is on the shortstop side of second base with a righty in the dugout and Keener spinning off to the side after he delivers. Not the easiest call to make. Didn't look like he went around from our vantage point either, though. 1-2 to Benitez. Long hold. Here's the 50th pitch of the game for Seth Keener. Broken bat. Flared out to second base. Nishida, just a couple steps into the outfield grass, makes the catch. Bat goes down swinging. Sanchez with the RBI ground out. Green Jackets back in front, 2-1 through two.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
5-6-7, paced by Edric Felix. The third baseman wearing number 2 will step in to hit for the Boll Weevils. If you're just tuning in, Augusta leading Kannapolis 2-1 in the bottom of the second. Kannapolis Cannonballers wearing their alternate throwback Piedmont Boll Weevil jerseys from the late 80s, early 90s. Kannapolis is on 30 years of professional baseball here and throwing it back to that time. They were the Boll Weevils before they were Intimidators. First pitch from Bauman. Felix shows bunt. Fastball comes in at high level. 1-0 on Edric Felix, who was 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts in his lone appearance thus far this series. Slider low and inside, ball 2. Bauman liked the location, less so on the call. Felix, 22-year-old out of Orlando, digs in from the right side. High leg kick from Bauman. Misses out, ball 3. 3 straight misses for Bauman as he pitches with a lead for the second frame in a row. Both teams have scored 1 run in every conceivable opportunity. Jackets scored 1 in each of the first 2 frames. Boll Weevils 1 in the bottom of the first. Kannapolis looking to continue that trend. 3-0. Felix taking all the way. Called a strike at the top of the zone. Felix thought it was high. Barry Schwartz disagreed. Infield still playing to pull. 3-1. Bauman battling back. It's fouled into the net. Because it was a wild pitch on the drop third strike rather than a passed ball, the run in the first that scored on the RBI ground out from Caden Connor is counting as earned. It's the first earned run allowed this season by Garrett Bauman through 5-plus innings. 3-2 to Felix. Bauman kicks back and deals. Slider, swing and a miss. First strikeout of the day for Garrett Bauman. Able to tunnel that slider to the outer half. Felix takes a walk back to the dugout, gives a quick scouting report to Matt Hogan, the only player on either of these teams to hit a home run. Left the yard to the right center field pavilion in the win on Wednesday. Winds blowing that direction. Hogan was making the park look small all batting practice long. Hogan takes a mighty cut late on a fastball up and away. Hogan's not a guy who needs much help to let the ball leave the yard. The win's the added benefit regardless. Out in front of a changeup, 0-2. Bauman floats the butterfly underneath the bat, and Hogan calls timeout. Green Jackets' arms, if there's been one knock on them through 6 games, it's been the inability to put up a shutdown inning after your team scores a run. Would love to see a 0 come right after it. 0-2 on Hogan. Low and away with the change, ball 1. We'll get our first look at Juan Gonzalez of the season in the next at bat. Came over in a trade from the Blue Jays last season. 1-2. Flared behind shortstop. McGee, the third baseman, is the only one there, and he'll make the catch. with the way the defense was shifted, Benitez had no chance to get there. McGee was playing in the six hole over at short, and Cam ranging to his left makes the catch. Two up, two down. Five outs in the last four batters created by Garrett Bauman after a walk and a single led off the game. Drop third strike in a single, excuse me. Juan Gonzalez, the DH, in for the first time. Slider, top of the zone, 0-1. Defense making some noise, encouraging Gonzalez on. Gonzalez 0-4 this season. Fastball high, 1-1. Cannonball is trying to make some artificial energy, some noise of their own volition. Crowd still filing in here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Second of three fireworks nights this week. Fireworks due tonight and tomorrow for the Boll Weevils. 1-1. Gonzalez waits. Inside corner, top of the zone. Every single Cannonball player that's in the dugout is right up on the railing. 1-2 to Gonzalez. Misses just up. Slider a little bit outside the zone. Count 2-2. Bauman working very quickly. This is the most rapid pace we've seen him in this season. 2-2 to Gonzalez. Chopped up the middle. Second baseman to his left. Sanchez crosses body and the throw gets away. Runner's going to try to go to second. Godman picks it up, was backing up, and the throw is right on target. Gonzalez went out of the base path. There was no call to that, and now it's a pickoff. Error in the pickle. Gonzalez going back and forth. He goes down to the ground, and he's tagged by Garrett Bauman. That was a bit chaotic, but the job got done regardless. An error potentially got him on. We'll see how it gets scored, but it went 4-2-6-3-1, and that's how the pickle ends. Gonzalez gets on. Gonzalez gets out. We head to the third.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Augusta leading 2-1 after two, scored one in each of the first two innings. And they'll keep the offensive parade going, at least in spirit, with Drew Compton leading off the third. Seth Keener back to work, 50 pitches in two innings. Keener first pitch from the windup, out into deep left center field. Hogan drifting back in front of the warning track. He makes the play to retire Drew Compton. That's the efficiency the Cannonballers coaching staff wants to see. They've gotten five innings, five scoreless innings out of each of the starters they've thrown in all three games this series. Keener not going to do the scoreless part, but you'd like to get some more length than he's provided thus far. Here's Cade Kern. Kern walked in the first. Slider on the ground to third, off the mitt of Felix, and Cade Kern will be safe. Figured after a one-pitch out, he'd be taking, but cues a slider softly to third base, and he's on with what will either be an infield single or an E5. If it's a hit, it's his first hit of the season. So those of us who are very much not biased, say you give him a hit. One on, one out for Robert Gonzalez. Takes a first pitch fastball outside. Kern was 0 for 11 coming into that at bat, and there has still been no official designation. 1-0 to Robert Gonzalez, misses inside. Gonzalez 3 for 12 thus far this series, played in all four games, had the RBI walk in the first. Kern off of first base, been on twice today. Runner goes, high leg kick tipped into the mitt. And safe is the call on Cade Kern. Looked like the ball was dropped by Wilmer Sanchez. Slider tipped into the mitt, so it was still a live ball. Hernandez able to squeeze it. The throw was a little bit late. It was dropped regardless, and the Jackets are 3 of 3 stealing bases today. Now 6 of 6 on the season. Normal catcher Luis Pineda, who's been time-sharing with Ronnie Hernandez behind the plate. Pineda has the better arm of the two. With Hernandez back there, the Jackets are active. 2-1 on Gonzalez. Big lead at second. Slider outside. Ball 3. First base now open. Powerful left fielder Gonzalez. In center field tonight, he's played all three positions. Still nobody in the pen for Kannapolis. Gonzalez waits. Runner picks over to second. And safe. It was a time play. Wilmer Sanchez came charging in. If anything, it was a bit of a late spin from the pitcher, Seth Keener. And it was well-timed, too, because it was right as Cade Kern was extending into a little hop to go further down the line. Regardless, Kern is safe, and the count's still 3-1. Long check at second. Keener comes home and misses outside. Second walk of the day for Robert Gonzalez. Fifth issued by Seth Keener. Keener was fantastic in opening week. He was up and down last season, but when he was at Wake Forest, he was fantastic. Third team All-American in 2023. Men at first and second base. One out for Cam McGee. He lined out to right field to end the first. Jackets felt like they had the best potential scouting report you could have on Seth Keener. Had some inside sources. McGee hitting from the left side. First pitch. Slider chopped away. The Green Jackets video coordinator, Lyle Pfingst, who handles a lion's share of the advanced scouting for the Jackets this season. Prior to this, he was working in the pitching development lab at Wake Forest. So he watched, he tracked, and he trained with the starter on the mound, Seth Keener. He knew the tendencies. 0-1 fastball to the outer edge. Called a strike, 0-2. McGee grimaces and readjusts the bright red batting gloves. A lot of Jackets players have the red on tonight. Usually on Fridays, especially at home, Green Jackets will be wearing their red Braves-style alternates. 0-2, downstairs, changeup, ball 1. With Kannapolis wearing the red alternate boll weevil jerseys, red on red was just not an option. And so it's the road Braves for the fourth consecutive game. 1-2 on McGee, holds the hands low, choked up on the bat. Swing and a miss, didn't quite choke up enough. Slider in the dirt, first strikeout of the night for Seth Keener. Time called as Perry Swartz wants some more baseballs. Gets a delivery from the Cannonballer dugout. Jacob Godman batting now. Two outs and two on. Green Jackets would love to keep some offensive extension. Keener looking to post his first zero. Pitch number 62 in less than 3 innings. Is called a strike. It was thigh high, relatively center cut, and just dropped outright by the catcher, Ronnie Hernandez. More often than not, if it's a close call and the catcher drops it, the umpire won't reward them for missing the baseball, but that one was so centralized that it does not matter. Godman walked to start off the second. Slider, check, swing. No appeal. He did not go, and the pitch was out. Keener looking back at the umpire, asking if there could be a check. There was not one granted by home plate umpire Perry Swartz. Kern at second, Gonzalez at first. And he'll step off and check. Kern had begun to scamper towards third base and then bounce right back. Keener steps off and fakes a throw just to guide him back to the base. Both runners with big leads. 1-1 to Godman. Fastball high, ball 2. Godman has been on base now 4 times in 7 plate appearances this series. 1 for 4 with 3 walks. Two balls and a strike. Big lead from Kern. Keener comes home. Popped up into right field. A C and in. Now drifting back. And he makes the catch as the wind continued to move that one towards the warning track. Godman retired. There will be a zero posted for the first time from Keener. And Kannapolis comes back to the bat, still chasing a run as we enter the bottom of the third.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Alvaro Aguero, the left fielder, gets his first at bat against the Green Jackets this season. Noah Adcock Howarth with you. 2-1 ball game, bottom of the third. Augusta leading Kannapolis after dropping the first three games of the series. Time called. Godman is relaying interest over to the third baseman, Cam McGee, who was deep. Aguero 0-4 this season. First pitch, fastball chop back to Bauman. Falls off the rubber, makes the play. And tosses softly onto first. One pitch, one out to set down Alvaro Aguero. Last man to enter the batter's box is Wilbur Sanchez. Second baseman yesterday, shortstop today. Went 0-3 with a walk and a strikeout yesterday. 0-7 so far this season for Wilbur Sanchez, the all-time leader in Kannapolis games played history. Nobody's been in a cannonballer or boll weevil uniform more than this man. Called a strike 0-1. Fastball comes in at 94. Garrett Bauman's been 92-94 in perpetuity. 0-1 on the 9-hitter. Bauman, big leg kick, cued in front of home plate. Godman picks it up, fires on to first, and gets the out. Sanchez, whether incidentally or on purpose, dropped that bat in front of him. Bat nearly hit the baseball. Godman avoids the bat. Godman picks up the ball, and Godman gets out number one. So a 1-3 and a 2-3 in your scoreboard for outs number one and two. We'll see if we continue to go around numerically and Compton gets a play at first. Here's Riku Nishida. Reached on a drop third strike and scored the only run so far for the Boll Weevils. Fastball 94 at the knees of Nishida, 0-1. Riku Nishida's only struck out twice counting the first inning this season. Led off every single game this year. Slider down. So two strikeouts and only one of them kept him off base. Lightning quick from the left side and gets down the line in a hurry. 1-1 below the knees. Fastball looks like it has a little bit of cut today, just the way Godman's catching it. Ball seems to be dragging his mitt towards the left-handed batter's box. 2-1 on Nishida. Chopped towards Bauman, heading to his glove side. He makes an acrobatic play and flips underhand to get the out. The battery doing all the work. Two ground outs to the pitcher. One to the catcher, Godman. Three innings of one-run baseball for Garrett Bauman. Keener back to work. We head home in the fourth.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call. and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
P.O. Boucher to hit to start off the top of the fourth. Jackets 2, Boll Weevils 1. Two runs, three hits, an error for the Green Jackets. One run, one hit, one error for Kannapolis. Boll Weevils have left one on. Green Jackets have left three, but they lead 2-1. Boucher, tonight's DH, has bounced between the DH and left field spots. First pitch swinging. Fires a line drive out of play. P.O. grounded out to second in his only at-bat so far. A lot of open spaces in the gaps. Center fielder Hogan playing him to go opposite way, just to the left center side of dead center. Fastball in, 1-1. Keener climbs back up, quickly delivers, and misses low and away with a changeup. Righty throwing in the pen for Kannapolis. Pitch count higher and higher for Keener. Pitch to Boucher, check swing, and without appealing, home plate umpire Perry Swartz will confirm that he did go around. Two balls and two strikes on Boucher. That was pitch number 69 so far. That's the most we've seen from any starter in this series. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. Sinker just floated its way to the outer edge. Boucher's the second strikeout victim from Keener. Leadoff man retired. Second inning out of four and second inning in a row. Keener's gotten the leadoff man, has settled in well in his second trip through the order. See what the third trip brings. It's Luis Sanchez. Leadoff hitter at second base tonight. 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI. Waves through a high fastball at 93, 0-1. Sanchez is 3-for-10 this series. This is his third game played out of four. Slider low and away, count even at once. It was Emerson Talavera who was getting ready earlier. Can't confirm who it is right now. As soon as we know, you'll know. 1-1. Slider cued towards second base. Nishida flowing out off the end of the bat. Nishida makes the catch. Soft line drive. Two up, two down. Last four outs. All on the last four batters. Thus far for Seth Keener. Jace Grady has grounded into a double play and earned himself a hustle double into right center field. 1-for-2 day for the two hole. Left fielder. Switch hitter cranks it into right field down the line, and that'll go to the wall. One hops off the fence. Asian picks it up. There's no play at third. Throw comes all the way into second. Grady stops at second base. His second double of the game. Jace Grady going to the pole side. One hops that one off the high fence in right field. 315 feet away from the wall. Hanging breaking ball. Grady makes him pay. Jackets have some two-out life. Diego Benitez trying to continue to add to the resuscitation. Benitez hitting from the right side. A single and a line drive to second base. Nishida holding on the runner. Grady at second. Benitez waves through a slider out in front. Breaking ball has been his downfall at times this season. Especially an empty count and two strikes. Likes to sell out for fastballs early. No balls and a strike on Diego Benitez. Shortstop for the fifth game out of six. Slider low and away. Count a ball and a strike. Benitez, 19 years old. Out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. First season with Augusta, spent last year in the FCL. Had a much better second half than the first. Now he's slowly getting going here in Augusta, too. Nishida holding. Keener delivers. In around the belt buckle. Benitez takes a hand off the bat. In self-defense mode, just had to back himself out of danger. Heater came running in at 93. 2-1 to Benitez. Brady extends his lead off of second base. Fastball to the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Green Jackets leading 2-1. Jackets looking for some insurance. Benitez wants to be the man to deliver. Keener a long hold, coming home. Slider downstairs. Benitez started the hands but stopped in plenty of time. A courtesy check from Perry Swartz after the catcher Hernandez asked for it. Pretty clear and overt that he did not go around, and the umpire agrees. Count is full. First base is open. Drew Compton's on deck if it gets that far. Target on the inner third, 3-2. Called strike three on the inside corner. Benitez has something to say about it. That one ran off the inside edge. Diego was looking outside. Another man stranded. Green Jackets leave a guy in scoring position for the second inning in a row, but they continue to lead 2-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets lead 2-1, entering the middle third of the ball game here on a clear Friday night in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Jackets up 2-1. Asian Connor and Ronnie Hernandez, heart of the order for Patrick Leland's squad. Son of the future Hall of Fame manager Jim Leland, cutting his teeth with his second season at the helm of this Kannapolis squad. Garrett Bauman back to work. First pitch slider waved through by Asian. Seeing a mighty cut, he was looking to do damage. Bauman's been efficient, 37 pitches, 25 strikes, attacking the zone well. 0-1, slider misses low and away. The big question on Bauman coming out when you looked at the prospect evaluators would be how would he trim down his arsenal at the next level and how much could he repeat the delivery and find his command? 1-1 misses low, ball two. A lot of young right-handers with that large of a frame, 6'8", 245 on the listing. Sometimes when they're working downhill, the command seems to supersede at times. Fastball cued into the Carolina Knight, 2-2. Bauman's been very repeatable. Found some success working with the Atlanta Braves pitching staff across spring training and in the FCL last season after being popped out of Hagerty High School. Pitch to Asian. Inside out swing towards first base. Hits right against the bag. Picked up by Compton. And they'll get out number one. Asian was just praying for that one to go foul. It hugged the foul line right there. Got the bat dog on the field once again. Garrett Bauman threw the ball away. And the dog dropped the bat to go get the ball. Casey, the bat dog, got a little bit distracted there. Still gets the treats and still gets the bat. Taken care of his start off the bottom of the fourth. A C in retired is Caden Connor. Connor, the RBI ground out, brought home the only run for the Boll Weevils so far. Bauman spins away, misses low and in. The night is all but done for Seth Keener with a righty going at full tilt in the pen for the Cannonballers. Slider low, two balls, no strikes. Still don't know exactly who it is. Looks like Jesus Mendez, who went down that direction. Long hold from Bauman. Gets the 2-0. Outside foul. Connor 2 for 10 with 4 RBIs this week. Leading the team in it despite hitting south of 200. Fastball outside corner and the count goes to 2-2. Bauman's being efficient. If he can keep that up, he'll likely have at least one more inning in his belt. Got to get through the fourth first. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball strike 3. Second K of the day for Garrett Bauman. Connor late on a fastball. Here's Ronnie Hernandez. Ronnie Hernandez in from the left-handed side. Today's catcher. Played in all four games at either the DH spot or catching. Hernandez grounded into or flew into a double play. On the ground is short. Backhanded by Benitez. Throw is right on the money. Green Jackets give him a bit of a Bronx cheer, but Benny does his job to perfection. 1-2-3 frame. Boll Weevils down in order in the fourth. 2-1. Kannapolis trailing by a run.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Final line for Seth Keener as his night is finished. 4 innings, 4 hits, a pair of earned runs, 5 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Those free passes are definitely what he'd like to have back. And it's Emerson Talavera, the righty, coming in for his second appearance of the season. Fastball, slider, changeup, and sinker. Talavera signed out of Venezuela back in 2020. He'll be greeted by the cleanup hitter, Drew Compton. Talavera, 1 inning. 1 hit, 1 run, and a K against Charleston on Sunday. That's the last time he worked. First pitch slider slots in at 78. Talavera not going to blow you away on the radar gun. Works around the corners as best as he can. 3-2 last year in the pen. The 6.48 ERA for Kannapolis. Slider misses glove side once again. Jackets have 4-5-6. Cade Kern waiting on deck. 2-0. Softly hit to shortstop. Chance. Low throw. Scooped. And in time. Sanchez goes. Connor picks. Out number one is recorded. Ball was off the end of the bat of Compton. Softly hit, which meant Sanchez had to go charging in, throw off balance. Not the prettiest throw, but he's bailed out by his first baseman. Here's Cade Kern, who's walked and reached on an error. That little squibber, Kern did have it called as an error. First pitch called a strike up top. So Kern's still looking for his first hit, 0 for 11. Good contact, and has been on base a couple times. Behind 0-1. Hit off the end of the bat into right field, and that one cannot be taken away. Kern's got his first hit. We're not holding our breath on a scorer's decision there. Bat might have fractured and splintered slightly. But regardless, it's a hit. Falls in front of the fielder, Asian in right field. One on, one out for Robert Gonzalez. Gonzalez has walked twice, one of which brought home the first run of the day. Runner thought about it, started and stopped. Cade Kern heads back. Maybe just trying to draw the attention. Fouled away regardless by Gonzalez. Kern has stolen a bag already today. It was his first try and first successful attempt. Being held on by Connor. Connor timing it up. Kern, runner goes. He was ready to go. And it's flied into shallow center field. Play is made by Aguero. Runner was still at second base. The throw on to first gets all the way to the dugout. Now Kern's going to second, and that throw nearly gets away. Both Sanchez and Nishida had their bodies blocking away from Kern, trying to make it so he couldn't see the ball. Shortstop Wilmer Sanchez actually put his hands on Kern when Kern was at second base. That could have been interference just fine. Instead, he goes back to first. The throw from Aguero goes all the way to the dugout, and Kern gets to second regardless. That'll be an F7 and then an advancement on the E7 for Cade Kern. Second error of the night for the Boll Weevils. There's been a lot of chaotic plays through the first four plus. Two outs, top five. Jackets leading 2-1. Cam McGee swinging, looking for insurance. Takes a first pitch changeup off the outside corner at 81. Kern has good speed. Would have had that base stolen easily had Gonzalez not been swinging. Kern trying to time it up. He was bouncing towards third. Pitcher Talavera recognized it, picked off before Sanchez was even at the bag. Sanchez goes sliding behind second base to keep it in front of him. Kern was doing the same timing move, jumping into his rhythmic secondary when he stole second base. Going again, and now stops about halfway down and hurries back in. Kern went, stopped, and sprinted back to second base. All the while, Cam McGee was in front of a changeup, 1-1. Green Jackets third baseman 0 for 2 tonight. Wilmer Sanchez in the pocket of Cade Kern. Changeup slowed the arm down. That came in at just 79 on the split change. Dropped off the face from Talavera. First inning of work, second inning of the season for Emerson Talavera. One pitch away from his first scoreless frame. Kern at second, not going. 1-2, high with a fastball. 87 with the fastball to the arm side. Talavera 87, 88 usually. Slider in the mid-70s, change up right around 80. 2-2 to Cam McGee. Talavera delivers downstairs. Change up low and in. It's much more obvious up here than it's likely to be in the batter's box. But upon release, Talavera is starting to tip those pitches. He's slowing the arm down mightily on the changeup, and you can see even in the demeanor as he lifts his leg. 3-2, runner goes, broken bat, goes flying towards first base. The ball goes to second, and the play is made. Caden Connor able to dodge the shrapnel and make the catch. Green Jackets leave a man in scoring position for the third inning in a row, but halfway through the ball game, Augusta up 2-1 with Bauman back to work.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Edric Felix leading off the bottom of the fifth. Noah Adcock Howarth live from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. We appreciate you tuning in on this Friday night here on Green Jackets Radio. Augusta looking to snap a four-game losing streak and start the way to claw back to potentially split this week's series. Two teams will see each other 15 times this season, including six at SRP Park at the end of May. Garrett Bauman back to work. And from the windup, first pitch to Edric Felix, catches the inside corner. Slider at 84, Bauman's at 48 pitches, 32 strikes. Two out of every three have found the zone for the big righty. Felix struck out swinging his first time, and he's behind 0-2. Slider dives its way away from the bat. Time called by Felix. Bauman just patiently waiting to reclimb the mound. 0-2 on Felix. He's 0-5 with three strikeouts. Perry Schwartz now steps in front. Time clock had not reset, so now we're all good to go on the numericals. Bauman ready to go. 0-2 in the dirt, blocked well. Take you for a little tour around the Carolinas. Whole lot of baseball, especially with some of the weather that's been coming through. Down east in Carolina, got themselves a doubleheader today. Mudcats won the first one 6-0 at home. Slider out 2-2. Also halfway through the second game of that one, and the Mudcats winning 2-0 in the nightcap, trying to sweep the day. Bauman a long look in. Deep breath, big leg lift, 2-2 on the ground towards third base. McGee calls for it, has the angle, and fires a strike to Compton for out number one. So if you count the runner reaching on an error and then being retired on the same play trying to advance, then Garrett Bauman has gone 11 outs in his last 10 batters. Finding a rhythm here for Bauman. Matt Hogan steps in, lined out to shortstop his last time up, a little flare up the middle. Hogan facing the lefty. Bauman takes a long look in, fighting with the lights, and delivers a changeup low and away. Twilight officially fallen in Kannapolis. Lights are kicked on a beautiful Friday night. Can't ask for much more. Breeze still going out to right field, but it has subsided some. Enough to be pleasant. 0-1 low and in. Back to the Carolina League scoreboard. Salem leading the 0-6 Delmarva Shorebirds 4-0 in the middle of the fourth. Baltimore, much like Atlanta, has seen some substantial amount of top prospects make their way to the show or on the fringes recently, so the lower level starting to replenish. 1-1 to Hogan. Late on a fastball high, ball and two strikes. Fred Nats are 5-0. Lynchburg is 0-5, so naturally the Hillcats are winning 11-2 in the top of the fifth. Freddies have had more than their fair share of blowouts to start the season. But at Bank of the James, the Hillcats trying to get their first win of the year. Bauman a long look. Slightly askew on the first base side, 1-2. Upstairs, arm side, two balls, two strikes. This is what happens when Eric Bach gets off the air for the Fred Nats. You leave Ben Carlton alone to the radio devices, and suddenly you're losing by 9. Got to keep an eye on that. We'll send an email up to Freddie's GM. Take an eye on that one. 2-2. Upstairs, ball 3. Count goes full on Matt Hogan. Still no movement in the pen for the Green Jackets, but Bauman's now at 57 pitches. See how long the leash extends. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, bottom 5. Bull Weevil's trailing by 1. Popped up into shallow right field. Now into that jet stream. Sends Kern backpedaling. Plenty of room. He makes the catch. Looked like a silo shot off the bat and then just kept carrying. Two up, two down. Boll Weevils, one run, one hit, two errors, and one runner left on. Green Jackets, two runs, five hits, one error. They've left on five in the last four innings. Only other games we didn't make a mention of for Carolina League. Myrtle Beach up 4-2 on the Columbia Fireflies. That'll be our next road trip in just under 2 weeks, is seeing Segra and Columbia. First pitch popped up by Juan Gonzalez, who reached on an error. Right behind the pitcher's mound, four men converge, and Sanchez makes the catch to the second baseman. One pitch, one out. Delay between Charleston and Fayetteville and Woodpeckertown. But other than that, we've gotten you through the Carolina League. And we're through five here in Kannapolis. Green Jackets leading 2-1.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in.
8-9-1, Jacob Godman starting off the top of the sixth. Green Jackets have left a man in scoring position each of the last three innings, but still leading 2-1. Godman a walk and a fly out to right field, facing Emerson Talavera for the first time. First pitch outside, hardest throw of the night at 88 for Talavera. A lot of experience out of the pen for Talavera on his fourth big league season. Misses high. Two balls, no strikes on Godman. Signed in 2020. 2020 season was canceled. This is his second year with Kannapolis. Spent the entire season last summer with Kannapolis Cannonballers, 3-2, 32 games, 6.48 ERA. Finds the outside corner with a slider. It's Godman, Boucher, and Sanchez, 8-9-1, right, left, right against Talavera. Finds the outside corner. Slider spins that way. Two balls and two strikes on Godman, who has yet to swing at a pitch in the first four he's seen. Spreads out wide, chokes up a bit, two-strike stance. From the right side, time is called. Godman getting a little impatient with how long Talavera was taking. And right as the pitch clock hit two, Godman takes the timeout. Talavera back to work. Nods yes from the windup. Outside. Check swing. They want to appeal to first, and he did not go. Dominic Romero not giving that call, and the count goes full. Breeze starting to move our direction a little bit. Still blowing out to right field on the field of play, but cutting through the press box. 3-2 foul back. It was a bit windier yesterday and a rainy wind at that, so not the most pleasant. It's a different type of unsettling tonight because there's no food in the press box and you can get the smell of popcorn wafting all the way through the window. It's very painful for those of us in here that want to eat. Fouled back. Godman stays alive. He'll see the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Godman spreads out once again, eliminates the leg lift, ready to go against Talavera. Fouled away once more. Godman just battling back and forth. Seen sinkers, fastballs, sliders, and changeups, everything Talavera has. Pitch number 9 from Talavera. High ball four. Godman spikes the bat back towards his dugout. Fired up with a lengthy at bat, he wins the battle. First walk issued by Talavera this season. Man on, nobody out for P.O. Boucher. Designated hitter has grounded out to second and struck out looking. It was the second of three strikeout victims against the starter, Seth Keener. First pitch misses low and inside with a changeup. Pierre Oliver Boucher standing from the right side. Runner goes. Godman in motion. Pitch outside. Godman not a good jump. And he is safe. He got the foot in regardless. Jacob Godman, 2 for 2 stealing bases. And I'll tell you, when he is looked up and the ball's been in the catcher's mitt, neither time has it appeared as though he would be safe. But a couple good slides and a couple late tags from the shortstop, Wilmer Sanchez. The Jackets are 4 for 4 running off of Ronnie Hernandez tonight. Godman's 2 for 2. Kern has one as well. So does Benitez. 1-1 to Boucher. Finds the slider on the inner third. Boucher 0 for 5 this week. Second game in a row after not appearing in Tuesday or Wednesday. Godman slinking off of second base. Sanchez in the pocket. Downstairs, starting the hands but not following through for P.O. Boucher. Green Jackets offense has looked much better tonight, although the runs don't have the total they'd like to see. 2 runs through 5+. Deep counts, they've forced a lot of extra pitches, able to get the starter Seth Keener out in just 4. Pick play nearly thrown over the head. The timing was off. Either Sanchez broke early or Talavera spun late. Regardless, Sanchez was standing on the base, so was Godman, and Talavera just turned and fired with Godman standing on the bag. Sanchez had to be acrobatic to keep that in front of him. Talavera to Boucher, the 2-2. On the ground to second base, this will move the runner over. Boucher running hard, but Riku Nishida has plenty of time to make the play for out number one. Nishida was fired up to be back at second base. He understood that he needed to add versatility to make his way through professional baseball. But he just feels more comfortable at second base. It's where he played at Fort Hood. That's where he played at Oregon. It's where he played for a majority of his upbringing in Osaka, Japan. Makes a nice play there. Luis Sanchez hitting for the fourth time. Infield is in. All the way around. It was a waved step off from Perry Swartz. Not sure what he saw, but wanted everybody to reset. Sanchez is 1 for 3. First pitch catches the inside corner. Sweeping breaking ball at 77. Front hip to the corner of the zone. Jacob Godman 90 feet away from doubling the lead. Walk, stolen base, and ground out. Got him on and got him over. Trying to get him in. Sanchez chases a slider up and out. Fouls it down the right field line. No balls and 2 strikes on the leadoff man. Runner at third, less than 2 outs. There's a lot of ways you can be productive here at the plate. Striking out is not usually one of them. Sanchez behind the 8-ball. 0-2. Served into right field. A Sian coming on, he makes the catch. We've tested that arm once before, says Winston Sawyer, not making that mistake twice. Ball hung up in the air, allowed a Sian to not just settle underneath it in shallow right field, but also get all his momentum behind him for a throw. Sanchez is out on the soft L9. 2 outs, runner at third. Jace Grady has doubled in each of his last 2 at-bats. First look at Talavera, spiked in the dirt. Change up at 80, blocked well by Ronnie Hernandez. Jace has been stranded at second base in both of his endeavors that he's reached. Started the day with a double play. Toll for 3. In the dirt, and it gets away from the catcher, Hernandez. Wild pitch to the backstop, and the Green Jackets will add to the lead. Changeup was in the dirt for ball one, even lower and even shorter for ball two. It gets away from Hernandez. Now Emerson Talaveda is back in the windup. The count is 2-0 on Jace Grady. Fastball at the letters. Two balls and a strike. Slowing that arm down, you have to be so fine with your command. Release point has to be proper or else that'll happen. Grady skies it out to right field. A C and back to the track, looking up, and he makes the play in front of the digital scoreboard. Grady just underneath it. And with that flyout, we can confirm how important that wild pitch was. Godman able to score. Got on, got over, and got himself in with some help from the reliever, Emerson Talavera. Midway through the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis trailing by two.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Garrett Bauman back to work. Solid five frames for the young right-hander. This will be the longest appearance of his career. As soon as he gets one out here in the sixth. Numbers look good. Hard to deny that he needs to stay out there. Thus far for Bauman. Five innings, just one hit, one run allowed. Three strikeouts and no walks. Facing Alvaro Aguero to start off the bottom of the sixth. Aguero grounded back to the pitcher. His only at bat so far. First pitch swinging once again, and this time fouls the heater back. Bauman's velocity dropping a little bit. That was down at 90. Series of Green Jacket relievers all moving in various stages down the left field line in the bullpen. Slider misses arm side, 1-1. There is one righty in particular throwing at a brisker pace than the rest. Can't quite tell who it is. 1-1. Slider chopped off the body, it looked like initially in fair territory. Fair, says Perry Swartz, so Godman just throws on to first base. Looked like that hit the ground and then the side of the hip of Alvaro Aguero, but instead, he grounds out to the catcher. Casey the Bat Dog does the job flawlessly. Gets a nice round of applause from the Friday night crowd here in Kannapolis. Here's the nine-hitter Wilbur Sanchez getting his second at bat. Bauman, high leg kick, misses just inside, 91. Garrett Bauman now at 63 pitches, 40 strikes. Keener, the starter for the Cannonballers, went through 80 in four innings. On the ground is short, chance for Diego Benitez, swallows and fires a strike for out number two. Benitez just looks more comfortable, got a day off yesterday, got a chance to reset. Extra infield practice for the entire team over the last two games. And Diego, who has so much talent, you knew those were fluke games. You knew that he, although he was working on breaking a bad habit, it wasn't going to last. And so far, he's been perfect. Two up, two down in the sixth. Here's Riku Nishida. Last man to reach base was Juan Gonzalez in the second. Got on in the error and then in the same play got out trying to extend. First pitch fastball low and away to Nishida. Need a man on base. This is who you call. Walking a ground out for Nishida so far, but he's ahead 2-0. Back-to-back fastballs missing down and arm side. Might be Seth Keller throwing in the pen. Looks like his fatigue. 2-0. Just outside. In danger of a four-pitch walk with two outs. Would bring the tying run to the plate in the top of the sixth. And you wonder where Winston Sawyer's mind would be at about going to the pen versus letting Bauman work out of a potential jam. 3-0. Nishida taking all the way, called a strike. Came in belt high on the inner third. Bauman standing high and mighty on the rubber. Nods yes. Coming home. High ball four. Gotta be so hard for a guy who's already 6'8 and is then standing on an elevated pitcher's mound, trying to get downhill enough to get it inside the zone of a 5'6 hitter who's deliberately bending deeply at the knees to shrink his strike zone even further. Time is called. Jacob Godman out to talk with Garrett Bauman. Just a brief reset between the 19-year-old righty pitcher and the catcher Godman, about 4 years his senior. And now Winston Sawyer is out to the mound. Sawyer looking to the pen, and he will give the signal. So Garrett Bauman goes 5 2/3. That's his first walk of the day, and fist pumps all around the infield. Gets a nice firm handshake from Winston Sawyer. A job well done for the young righty in his first road appearance of 2024. He gives way to the new righty. Tell you everything you need to know about Mr. Seth Keller when we get back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
5 2/3 strong innings from Garrett Bauman. And they flip it over to another former high school draft pick, Seth Keller, out of Hanover High School in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Looking to strand Riku Nishida at first base. Tying run at the plate. Not an easy one to retire. It's Albertson Asian to greet Keller. Keller out of the stretch. Nishida going first pitch. Got a great jump, and Godman's throw is a country mile late. Keller never even bothered to look at Nishida. Nishida saw it coming and swiped second with ease. Pitch was called a ball on Albertson Asian. The 5'10 Keller rose fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup from the right side of the bump. Second appearance went run, one run in 2 2/3 innings with a strikeout and three walks in his last outing of the opening weekend. 1-0 misses away, fastball at 92. Keller loves to work as a power arm, just tries to grunt and let loose everything he has. Fastball 89 to 92, very generally. Can spin a tight slider out of it as well. 2-0, first base now open. Pitch to Asian. High, Godman comes out of his crouch and pump fakes a back pick. That sends Nishida back to second. Keller's command has been spotty at the end of last year and beginning of this season, but he's still been strong and he's still gotten the job done. Behind 3-0 on Asian to start, however. Keller, a deep breath, tan glove at the belt. High ball four. Keller missing up, up, and up again. Asien's on with a walk with two outs, two on. Tying run at first. Go-ahead run here in the bottom of the sixth is Caden Connor. Nishida at second, Asien at first. Both have good speed. Asien will not be held on by the first baseman, Compton. Shortstop Benitez is working in and out on Nishida. First pitch misses outside. Slider at 84. Never quite came back into the corner, and five straight misses begin the night for Seth Keller. Keller still just 19. Got a good look last season. Was drafted back in 2022. Deep breath. Keller looking for his first strike. That wasn't it. Connor lucky to avoid that, and Godman calls time very quickly. Wants to go out and talk to Seth Keller. Garrett Bauman was right up around his pitch count. That's likely why Winston Sawyer went and got him. Didn't want a power hitter like a Sean to be able to see a slightly exhausted Garrett Bauman in his third look at the righty of the day. Asien came in a single and a hard hit ground out in his two swings. But sometimes guys who aren't used to coming in mid-inning, and that's been Seth Keller more often than not. He was a starter all through high school and the majority of last season too. Seven starts in 16 games, but usually a clean inning. He's now thrown seven straight balls outside the zone. Fastball misses in, count 3-0. A walk loads the bases. Keller, a deep breath. We'll see if Connor has the green light. He does not, and it's just up, either up or arm side. But when you miss seven straight, you're not going to get the close calls. Barry Swartz says ball four. Bases are loaded. Here come the Boll Weevils. Kannapolis looking for their first win in the alternate identity of the Piedmont Boll Weevils for this season. First of five times that they'll don these throwback reds. Bruny Hernandez is grounded to short and flew into a double play. Sacks full. 3-1 game. Fastball off the mitt of Godman. Nishida can't go anywhere. Couldn't tell how far it got. They're going to call that a ball. Another one that if Godman can frame it and catch it clean, 50-50 at best. But could have been strike one. Ball one, nine straight. Keller missed time last year with an injury from end of May to end of June. Wasn't the same pitcher when he came back. Started off the season red hot. 1-0 to Ronnie Hernandez. High ball two. 10 straight misses. Nobody in the pen for the Green Jackets. Winston Sawyer shaking that head in the dugout. Seth Keller, a deep breath. Behind 2-0 on Ronnie Hernandez. Make it three. And the body language is just falling for Seth Keller. Just visible, physical disappointment. Green Jackets have finally put up multiple runs in a game for the first time since Saturday. They lead 3-1. They've left men on a handful of times. Boll Weevils looking to make it a one-run game. There's a strike. And nice Bronx cheer from a few fans in attendance. 11 straight balls, but all that matters is the last one. Three balls and a strike. Now we'll see if Keller can build off that. Nishida way off the bag at third base. Keller a long look over that direction. Fouled back by Hernandez. He was right on that one. Center cut fastball at 91. Riku Nishida at third base. He walked as the last batter to see Garrett Bauman. Stole second and then moved on. Albertson Asien at second and Caden Connor at first. Both walked against the righty Seth Keller. 3-2. Everybody will be in motion. Everybody's halfway down the line. Just outside ball four. That's been there before. Wasn't there this time. Didn't quite come back to the corner, and it's a one-run game once again. Four straight walks, three straight issued by Seth Keller. And another meeting at the mound, this time with the Braves pitching coordinator, who's serving as the pitching coach this week, with Elvin Nina not available. Keller got in the zone for the first time, was 3-2, and he had a handful of close misses in that at-bat. Kannapolis puts a run up right in the bottom half as soon as the Jackets add some insurance. Augusta scores in the top. Cannonballers score in the bottom. 3-2. Boll Weevils, two runs on one hit. Cian had the hit with nobody out in the first. Nobody since. Here's Adric Felix. Keller, a long hold. Fastball spun into the other batter's box. Godman lunges to keep it in front. Four straight walks. The night officially closed on Garrett Bauman. He gives up a pair of earned runs, but left a man at first base, and then three straight walks brought the runner around in Nishida. Fastball high. Two balls, no strike. Still nobody in the pen for the Green Jackets. Kannapolis has had a man throwing this entire time. Keller just does not have it today. 16 pitches, 14 balls. 2-0 from Seth Keller. Edric Felix. Called a strike. Outside edge. Fastball's been 90 to 92 tonight. Bases loaded full of walks. Felix waiting for the 2-1. Keller slows the leg kick and misses with a slider. It's been nothing but fastballs until that slider over the last two batters. Zach Austin and Adele Delaney both now moving. Austin's the one that's throwing. Three balls and a strike. A walk ties the game. Chopped foul by Edric Felix. 3-1 fastball at the knees. Felix was trying to elevate, and he got on top of it. So another full count for Seth Keller. Albertson is seeing at third. Caden Connor at second. Ronnie Hernandez at first. All will be off on the pitch. All of whom walked off of Seth Keller. Seth Keller, 3-2. Swung on, fouled back. Fastball on the outside third. Free pass ties the game. An out of any kind gives the Green Jackets the chance to fight back and get that run back. They'll still be in front going into the seventh with the heart of the order hitting. Jackets have 3-4-5. You want to keep some momentum on your side. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. Can Seth Keller deliver again? Hard hit to third. Backhanded by Cam McGee. Throws across the diamond. A strike from McGee. It wasn't pretty. The Boll Weevils do get one back. But Kannapolis remains behind. The Green Jackets stay in front 3-2 as we head to the seventh.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop.
You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Emerson Talavera gives up a run without allowing a hit in the sixth, a walk, and a stolen base, and a wild pitch is how that run came across against Emerson Talavera. He'll flip it over to Billy Seidel, righty out of Duke, making his third appearance of the year, second against Augusta, worked a scoreless eighth in the Kannapolis win two nights ago. First time under the lights at Atrium Health Ballpark for Billy Seidel. The game he worked, it was the eighth inning of the 11 o'clock Education Day start. He'll be granted with Benitez, Compton, and Kern. Benitez and Compton have each seen Seidel already. Benitez flew out to left field. Compton had a double off the right-hander from Duke. Righty-righty matchup to start the seventh in a 3-2 game, and the first pitch slider nearly caught Benitez's jersey. Probably a pitch he could have worn and been fine with. But he lunges out of danger and shakes his head. Diego in the right-handed batter's box, 1-0. Chopped towards the third baseline. Going to be a tough play for everybody. Seidel gets it, fires, not in time. A swinging bunt for Diego Benitez, but he's got his second hit of the day. Running well down the first baseline. Seidel, an off-body throw, not in time. Leadoff man on. Green Jackets looking to get the run back. Here's Drew Compton. Compton 0-for-2 with a walk. Had the only hit off of Billy Seidel in the loss on Wednesday. It was the only hit this season until Benitez just did that off of Billy Seidel. First pitch fastball misses high at 91. A substantial grunt from Seidel. Sinker, cutter, slider, changeup for the righty. Short lead from Benitez. Seidel works down the rubber, misses in with a cutter. Cutter too far to the glove side, 2-0 on the switch hitting first baseman, Drew Compton. Compton a walk, a fly out, and a ground out to short. 3-2 Jackets lead and a 3-0 count. Walk puts two on with nobody out in the heart of the order. We saw what free passes can do for a rally in the bottom of the sixth. Can Augusta take advantage? 3-0. Cracked into left field, swinging away on 3-0 and down for a base hit in front of Aguero. Drew Compton, a bullet into left field off the bat of the lefty. Goes backside. It falls in front of Aguero. 90 feet further for Benitez. Two on, nobody out indeed. Back-to-back singles of much different variations. Benitez a swinging bunt, perfectly placed on the third base line. Then Compton goes backside for a line drive. Here's Cade Kern. Walked, reached on an error, and singled. So been on base three times, officially 1-for-2. Benitez at second, Compton at first. Third baseman Felix is even with the bag at third. Kern deep in the box, not looking to bunt here, and takes a slider high and outside. Seidel doesn't look like he has a firm feel for the breaking ball right now, just can't find the proper release point. Comes at you from a three-quarter slot, and Billy Seidel just dropping in and out on where he wants that breaking ball to come from. 1-0, slider too far once again, started it off the outside corner. Kern not budging. Kern's been on base and had his day afflicted by both the errors from the Kannapolis Boll Weevils. Got on with an error in the third and advanced on an E7 back in the fifth. High fastball. That was the sinker that came out of the hand at 90, but it was eye level 3-0. Walk loads the bases with nobody out. Compton had a green light on 3-0. We'll see if Kern does. And time is called by the catcher. Ronnie Hernandez wants to set things up once more. Top of the seventh in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Fourth of six meetings this week. One of just two trips here for the Green Jackets. 3-0 to Kern. Takes ball four. None of the four misses threaten the zone. Three sliders in the other batter's box and a sinker at the eyes. Benitez up to third, Compton up to second base. Sacks full for Robert Gonzalez. And time is called. Understandably, Blake Hickman, the pitching coach, is out there again. As of now, nobody in the pen for Kannapolis. Seidel, last year's Carolina League leader in saves. Struggled down the stretch. The ERA ballooned above 5.5. But he had given up just one hit in two scoreless innings across a pair of appearances coming into this afternoon. Robert Gonzalez has walked twice and flown out to deep left field. Gonzalez, usually most recognizable on the field, wearing the one neon green arm sleeve on his right arm. But as the night's gotten colder and only more brisk, he's replaced that with a full-on undershirt, complete with the hood poking out of the back of the jersey. Infield in, outfield slightly shallow. Seidel from the stretch, first pitch outside. Sinker misses away. Benitez at third. Compton at second, they both singled. Cade Curran worked a four-pitch walk. That's five straight out of the zone for Seidel. 1-0 to Seidel. Baltimore chopped to short. Only play is first base. And in the nick of time, Sanchez goes over there, but it's an RBI ground out for Robert Gonzalez. Gonzalez was on top of the sinker. It was a double play pitch, but it hit right off the home plate. Went skyward over the mound. Sanchez, a nice play to run it down. Benitez scores, and the Dream Jackets do get the run back. Gonzalez has his second RBI of the day. Cam McGee looking to end an 0-for-3. First pitch, can't pull the trigger. Check swing. Now they'll appeal out there, and he did not go, says Dominic Romero. Sinker was off the outside corner. Boll Weevil defense is still in on the infield. McGee has lined out, struck out, and grounded out to second base. 1-0 to Cam McGee. Slider foul back our way, and the bat went flying out of the hands and into the Kannapolis dugout. Two very different projectiles going different directions. The ball hit off the windows up near us, just a couple doors down. And McGee's bat went flying over the heads of the Kannapolis coaching staff. He retrieves the stick and, most importantly, goes back to the dugout and retrieves some more pine tar. Definitely trying to strengthen the grip. McGee has batting gloves on. Usually that helps a tad. No moisture in the air, no rain, no humidity. Swing just brought the bat out of the hands. Good off-speed pitch, and the count is 1-1 on Cam McGee. Compton at third, Kern at second. 4-2 Jackets in the top of the seventh. Seidel delivers. On the ground, through the hole on the left side. One run scores. They're going to send Kern. Aguero up with the throw. It is not in time. Up the line, and McGee advances on to second base. Two-run single for Cam McGee, and the Green Jackets have their largest lead of the season. It's a two RBI single from Cam McGee and an advancement on the throw from Aguero. Three-run frame for the Jackets, who lead by four. Cam McGee seems to always have a knack for the big moment. They needed one. They've gotten three. Still just one out. McGee at second. 6-2. Here's Jacob Godman, and time is called. Godman stepped out. Looked like Perry Schwartz had something to say to both Jacob Godman and the catcher, Ronnie Hernandez. Godman, two walks and a flyout. Two steals as well. Cutter high, 1-0. Godman on base twice, but 0-for-1. He's 1-for-5 this week. McGee does have a stolen base this season and has a sizable lead at second. Not getting a look from Seidel. Fouled away down the right field line. Ball and a strike on Jacob Godman. We'll see if Seth Keller goes back out for the seventh inning. Zach Austin, Adel Delaney were both throwing before Keller got the last out of the seventh, or the sixth, excuse me. 1-1 to Godman. Finds the inside corner with a sinker, strike two. Bit of a late call from Perry Swartz. Sized it up and made his decision. Sider looking for the punch out. Seidel, leg kick, slider outside. Frankelli Arias is the man who's going down to get loose for the Boll Weevils. 6 foot lefty from the DR. If he ends up coming in, be interesting to see, as the Green Jackets have not hit lefties well, just 2 of 19 this season. What a jump from McGee. He's going to third. Called strike three off the outside corner, but McGee gets the steal. Backwards K on the ledger of Godman. McGee was nearly at third before the ball crossed the plate. Had Seidel timed up beautifully. Cam has his second steal of the week. First strikeout for Seidel. Here's P.O. Boucher. Seventh man to see Seidel this inning. Cutter below the knees. One ball, no strikes. Billy Seidel out of Duke. Staying in the state of North Carolina for now. Breaking ball. Hit off the catcher's mask. And the runner is safe at home. Now everybody's confused. It looked like it might have hit off the shin guard of P.O. Boucher. Boucher had even started to take off his shin guard. And now they're going to say, yes, it did hit P.O. Boucher. So the runner, Cam McGee, who had tried to come home on a wild pitch, has to go back to third base, but Boucher is on with a hit by pitch. Just a little bit more chaos here in the top of the seventh. Luis Sanchez will be the eighth man to bat. Men at the corners, three in, two outs. Sanchez 1-for-4, his first trip to the leadoff spot, first day off for Isaiah Drake. Sider's fastball called a strike at the top of the zone. Boucher back in standing. Connor Justice now getting in his ear, reminding him that there is no shame in getting dirty in baseball. Always drives a coach mad when you go in and you don't dive. 0-1 on Sanchez. Boucher timing it up. There he goes, and a slider foul back. Green Jackets have been trying to run all day. They're 5 of 5 off of Ronnie Hernandez, 4 of which came with Cade Keener on the bump. Seth Keener, excuse me. Counts 0-2 on Sanchez. Trying to add some more. Men at the corners. Boucher going again. Slider hit back to the mound. Seidel gloves it clean on his left side, flips underhanded, but the damage is done. Augusta with 3 runs in the seventh. Time to stretch, 6-2.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Seth Keller's back to work. Looking for a bit more command-heavy seventh innings. 9 outs separating the Green Jackets and a victory that would put this 4-game spell to bed. 6 runs, 7 hits, an error for the Green Jackets. They've left on 6. For the Boll Weevils, 2 runs, 1 hit, 2 errors, and they've left on 4, 3 of which came in the 6th. Seth Keller looking to find the zone. Matt Hogan, the first man to face him here in the 7th. Keller out of the windup for the first time. Hogan drops down a bunt, and it's picked up foul by Keller on the third base line. Keller and McGee were both going for it. It was in foul territory regardless, and they nearly ran into each other. Hogan, Gonzalez, Aguero, 6-7-8 due up for the Boll Weevils, a lefty and then 2 righties. Frankeli Arias continues to get loose in the pen. He'll have the 8th for Kannapolis. Matt Hogan is lined out to short and flown out to right field. Wind still blowing out to right, albeit not as heavily as it was at the start of the game. Just past the 9 o'clock hour here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First of back-to-back 7:05 start times between these two sides. Slider misses out. 1-1 on Hogan. Kannapolis comes to Augusta at the end of May. That'll be their only trip out of the 15 total games between these two sides. The 1-1 from Keller. Changeup pulls the string on Hogan, and he goes down to a knee. Ended up in a Power Ranger fighting pose. Just whipped that bat through the zone. 1-2 on the lefty. Hogan back in center field today after a night off. Kannapolis will come May 21st to 26th, and we'll be back here right on the tail end of the All-Star break in mid-July for a 3-game set, a Friday through Sunday affair. 1-2. Change up deep into left center field. Gonzalez going back, nearly overran it, and he makes the catch. Went to the warning track, then had to step back in. Caught it on his back hip, but caught it nonetheless. Out number 1. Hogan puts a charge into it, but the wrong part of the park. Leadoff man set down. Juan Gonzalez is 0-2. Gonzalez got on with an E4 in the 2nd, then popped up to 2nd in the 5th. Second baseman Luis Sanchez has been busy today. Fastball at the knees, 0-1. Sanchez nearly playing behind second base. With the exception of today, apparently the book on Gonzalez is pull happy. Keller a long look in. Back steps, leg kick. On the ground is short. Chance for Diego Benitez. Throw is on target. 2-2 for Seth Keller. Zach Austin and Adele Delaney are still throwing in the pen. Both went back down there at the start of the bottom of this inning. Keller had to throw a lot of pitches to get the last out of the 6th. Walked 3 straight before getting the ground out. 27 pitches, just 11 strikes, but much more in the zone here in the 7th. Here's Alvaro Aguero. Slider low and away, 1. Aguero is grounded out to the catcher and grounded out to the pitcher. Still looking for his first barrel of the day. Aguero's 0-6 this season. And he's got his first hit of 2024. Lined over the head of the shortstop Benitez, and Aguero's on. Off the end of the bat slightly, but does the job just the same. Man on with 2 down for the 9-hitter Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez is grounded out to the catcher and grounded out to the shortstop. That's just the 2nd hit of the night for the Boll Weevils and first since inning number 1. Garrett Bauman was dynamic in his first start of the year. Keller coming home. High fastball. Sanchez eyes light up. Can't stop himself from swinging 0-1. Keller driving that in at 92. Hasn't been much higher than that today, but not much lower either. Very consistent. Doubles back with a fastball. There's 93 on the gun. No balls and two strikes. Keller just bearing down, blowing back-to-back fastballs past the nine-hitter Sanchez. 0-2, two outs, bottom seventh. Green Jackets leading 6-2. Keller looks out into the twilight. Long hold and comes home. Fastball high again, and Sanchez fouls this one back. Wilbur Sanchez is not going to not swing at those if they're even close to the top of the zone. But at least closer to on time with that one. Keller guiding his eyes in. Takes a look at Godman, gets the sign, comes set with just three on the pitch clock, and right as it expires, he delivers high strike three with the cutter. Took a little off, went to the same spot, and gets his first strikeout of the day. Big bounce back zero for Seth Keller. 6-2 after seven.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Billy Seidel's night is indeed done. It's Frankeli Arias, 6-foot lefty out of the Dominican Republic, in his second full season of professional baseball. Arias steps in. It'll be his second appearance of the season. Last worked on the 7th, the Sunday, against Charleston, an inning in the third, two hits, two walks, and a run. He'll face Grady Benitez and Compton. Grady, the only man not to bat in the 7th. Jace, the switch hitter, now hitting right-handed for the first time today against the southpaw Arias. Frankeli Arias, first pitch fastball, comes in. Arias has fastball, slider, changeup, and curveball. That was just 85 on the gun. Soft-tossing lefty. Mixes speeds well, however. Runs that off the outside corner, 0-2 on Grady. Green Jackets have not hit lefties well. We said that already. 2-for-19 this season. Breaking ball downstairs. The only two hits. Jacob Godman had one on opening night against a Columbia reliever. And then Isaiah Drake had one yesterday off of Tommy Vail. 1-2. Grady swings on the jam shot out to shortstop. Plenty of time for Sanchez, and he puts it away for out number one. We'll go through family dinner since there's finally something to talk about, at least in Rome. The Emperors and Hudson Valley Renegades get into a game for the first time this week after three consecutive rainouts. Rome wins the first one in 8 innings. That's extra innings, 3-2. Diego Benitez comes in. Fastball called a strike that was just dropped. It was down the middle, and Ronnie Hernandez just couldn't catch it. So in minor league baseball, if you have a doubleheader, it's 2 7-inning games. That first one had to go to 8, but Rome walked it off. Roldy Munoz, old Green Jacket friend, got the win, and Rome remained undefeated. 0-1 to Diego Benitez is a curveball that misses inside to even the count. Renegades and Emperors are two-thirds of the way through their second game. It's 1-0 Hudson Valley in the nightcap. Downstairs, 2 balls and a strike on Benitez. Stripers are leading the Storm Chasers 4-2 in the top of the fifth. And in Pearl, the Mississippi Braves trailing the Biloxi Shuckers 3-0 in the in-state matchup. 2-1 coming to Benitez, and he chases a fastball high and outside. Eyes lit up, and the ball just ran. There's 90 on the gun. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parent club, all smiles. Marlins are 2-11, and the Braves are leading the said Marlins 7-0 in the seventh. Last couple years, the Marlins have just felt like a team without a direction. Tried to change some things up. Didn't work in the offseason. 2-2. Called strike three. Benitez knew it, too. Just in shambles that entire at-bat. Couldn't figure out when to pull the trigger, and not two up, two down for Frankelli Arias. But if Mississippi can make a comeback and the rest of the scores hold, could have an organizational sweep. Still far away from that even here. First pitch called, a strike to Drew Compton. Another switch hitter, right side for the first time. He's one for two with 2 walks. Curveball to the backstop, slipped out of the hand of Arias. Compton has walked twice, walked and singled, and then has a fly out and a ground out to short. We're already looking ahead at Cade Kern's numbers when we mentioned he'd been on base all 4 times. That's Kern. Pitch to Compton, high and outside. 2 balls and a strike in the top of the eighth. Green Jackets leading 6-2. Austin and Delaney both continue to throw. It's Delaney with more intensity. 2 outs, top 8, in the dirt, ball 3. Compton singled and scored off of Seidel in the seventh. Hit a screaming line drive on a 3-0 pitch out to left field. Here's the 3-1 to Compton. Breaking ball above the helmet. Drew's on for the third time today and second time in as many innings. Arias not having much success with that off-speed pitch. He has both a curveball and a slider, and the former has been left high and arm side time and again. Two-out life, two-out base runner. And here is Cade Kern, who by virtue of 2 walks, a single, and an error, has been on 4 times in a 1-for-2 day. Kern in right field this afternoon. Takes it on the outside corner for a called strike. Cade up into the 5-hole tonight. Third different spot in the order. He's been located in. He's also hit cleanup once and 6th on 2 separate occasions. 0-1 to Cade Kern. Long look at first from Arias. Comes home in on the hands. Fouled away. Boll Weevils will be back at the top of the order. So whether it's Keller, or it's one of the relievers previously mentioned, they'll have the meat and potatoes of Patrick Leland's squad to deal with, led by Riku Nishida. 0-2 to Cade Kern. Arias delivers. Downstairs for the changeup. Hernandez could not quite pull it back up into the zone. 1-2. Jackets have been aggressive running against right-handers. Not so much against the southpaws. Benitez very short lead, or Compton very short lead. Breaking ball. Called strike three at the top of the zone. 2 strikeouts looking in the inning for Frankelli Arias. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets lead 6-2.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
So if the question was who's coming in, Zach Austin or Adele Delaney, the answer was C, none of the above. It's Bo Phillip making his second professional pitching appearance. The converted shortstop out of Oregon State will see Nishita Asian and Caden Connor at the top of the order. Bo Phillip, fastball, four-seam and two-seam variation. Slider and changeup as well. First pitch called a strike at the top of the zone to Riku Nishita, who's walked twice and grounded out. Phillip went two innings, one run, three strikeouts in his last outing in the win against Columbia. Nishita shows bunt and then pulls back. Change up outside, 1-1. Phillip drafted in the second round in 2019 out of Oregon State. Same year that his former college teammate Adley Rutschman went one overall. Nishita shows bunt, pulls back, and he got hit on the back leg. Nishita did get hit. His third free pass of the day, and Nishita leads off the eighth by heading 90 feet the hard way. But Phillip got up to double A as a shortstop. The defense was always stellar, dealt with some injuries as well. Hasn't pitched since high school, but over this offseason began the conversion process. Was kept relatively hush-hush throughout the duration of spring training as he slowly built up a repertoire. Made his pitching debut on Saturday against Columbia, and 6 days later, he's once again tasked with a big location. Phillip did get credited with a blown save, went the eighth and the ninth inning. Columbia scored one run off of him to tie the game late before the Green Jackets walked it off in extras. Leadoff man on. Here's Albertson Asian. Asian 1-for-2 with a walk and a steal. Asian the strong right fielder. First pitch swinging. Softly hit to third. Going to be a tough play for everybody. McGee pump fakes to first. Back play to second. Nishita stops right there. McGee was deep, and it's an infield single for Albertson Asian. Two on, nobody out in the eighth off of Bo Phillip. When it's crunch time, you want the top of your order up. Nishita and Asian, the table setters, are both on base for Caden Connor. Three RBIs, now four, counting today's, just in this series alone. A walk, a strikeout, and an RBI groundout. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Takes a first pitch fastball at 90. Phillip's been around 90 with most every fastball. He'll flirt with 91, 92 on a strong day as well. Nishita at second, Asian at first. Nishita still doesn't appear to be moving at 100%. In the dirt, blocked well by Godman. Caden Connor was waving madly, trying to get an advancement from Riku Nishita to third. But Godman kept that close and slid the body well right behind the outstretched frame of Caden Connor. Would have been a dangerous play had Nishita attempted to advance. Count 1-1 on Caden Connor. Pitch fouled back. Off the underside of the sweets once again. The tin roof medal up here has taken a beating over the course of this series. Ball and two strikes on the three hitter. Bo Phillip immediately into high leverage situations to start his pitching career. Change up outside at 82. Two balls and two strikes on Caden Connor. Nishita, short lead, slowly extending at second base. Asian not being held on by Drew Compton. Change up in the dirt. Connor went chasing and nubbed it off the end of the bat towards the Green Jacket dugout. Something to keep an eye on. Drew Compton taking a long look in with Jacob Godman from first. He's been flashing that glove at him. Compton may be thinking about a timed back pick with the extension of the secondary from Albertson Asian. Sixth pitch of the AB. 2-2 again. Outside corner called strike three. Perry Swartz hesitated and then pulled the trigger on calling strike three on Caden Connor. You can't hesitate. You're going to make the call that's going to upset somebody, but everybody gets frustrated quickly when you second guess yourself. Two on, one out for Rony Hernandez, cleanup hitter. Had a bases loaded walk his last time up. Other than that, 0 for 2. First pitch swinging up the middle, base hit. Nishida had to wait. Gonzalez comes firing in, chucks it into the cutoff man, station by station. Bases are loaded with one out. And the tying run is hitting. Adric Felix comes to swing. Hardest pitch of the season so far for Bo Phillip at 93. Just caught the big part of the plate, and Ronnie Hernandez squeezes it up the middle. Green Jackets, when they hit in the ninth, regardless of score, have Gonzalez, McGee, and Godman 6-7-8 in the top half. Nobody in the pen for the Boll Weevils. First pitch slider called a strike. Breaking ball command is usually the last thing to come around when it comes to position players converting to pitchers. Phillip finds a good one there. 0-1 to Felix. In the dirt, and that might have jinxed him. Ball was blocked. And Nishida comes home. It'll be a wild pitch by Bo Phillip. Ball hit off the right shin guard of Jacob Godman. Bounced out towards the third base line. Phillip tried to sprint from the mound to get there and tag Nishida. But Nishida, with that patented gargantuan secondary lead, even not moving at full tilt, was still able to get home ahead of any tag. Run scores on the wild pitch. Two men move up as well. 6-3. 1-1 on Edric Felix. Softly hit to short. Only play is at first. Benitez fires on the money. RBI ground out from Edric Felix. Asian scores. Ronnie Hernandez stays at second. 6-4 game. The lead is cut in half. And the only man on either team to hit a home run is at bat. Matt Hogan launched one into right center field on Wednesday afternoon off of Raben Corona. Only home run either team has placed. Hogan's the tying run. 6-4, two outs, bottom eight. Phillip to a high standing set. Second check. And right as he lifted his leg, time was called, and it was a pitch clock violation on Phillip. So as he was lifting his leg, that clock had just previously hit zero. It's like a shot clock. You have to at least start the motion, get the shot out of your hands in order to not draw a violation. So the count's 1-0 after that. Hogan tried to take advantage, took a long uppercut swing on a two-seam fastball. 91 runs away from the barrel, 1-1. Boll Weevils continue to not say die. Trailed 6-2 entering the eighth. Now it's down to 6-4 with a man at second base and two outs. Fastball high, ball two. Hogan's homer was the only RBI of his season thus far. Also the only hit he's had this week. All told, he's 1-for-8 with three walks. Phillip takes a look at second base. Comes home and it's straight back into the net off the bat of Hogan. Maybe a tick late on the swing, but got the bat through quickly. Good bat speed from the lefty. Bo Phillip versus Matt Hogan. Two former Oregon State Beavers. Phillip the pitch. Changeup. Strike three. Got him looking. Two punch outs, two runs. Positives and negatives for Bo Phillip, but he gets out of it with the tying run still in the batter's box. And the Green Jackets are sent back out, looking to add to the total. One last chance to add to the runs. It is 6-4 Green Jackets after the eighth.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your eggs.
Top nine on GJ Radio. Green Jackets looking for their first win of the week, clinging to a two-run lead in the top of the ninth. Franchelli Arias will stay out there for the Cannonballers. First two men he'll face will hit from the left side, so it only makes sense. Gonzalez, McGee, Godman due up in the top of the ninth. Robert Gonzalez has walked twice, flown out and grounded out. First pitch slider to the outside corner, 0-1. Gonzalez has two RBIs, one by way of the ground ball, one by way of a bases-loaded walk back in the first. Curveball down the middle, and Gonzalez just watching. Yet to pull the trigger, and he's already behind 0-2. Arias working quickly. Curveball down the right field line and hooking foul. Gonzalez stays alive just a little bit out in front of the third consecutive off-speed. Arias will have to take his time as the right fielder Albertson Asian is just now getting to the ball that bounced off the sidewall down the right field line and came back into fair territory. Perry Swartz takes notice and steps out from behind the plate to make sure that Arias gives him enough time. Still 0-2 on Gonzalez, Green Jacket center fielder. Slider, strike three. Nothing but off speed. And three strikeouts for Franchelli Arias. Another lefty up to bat. Next, it's Cam McGee. McGee had the two-run single that right now has been the difference maker. Came in the seventh, made it a four-run lead at the time. It's now down to two. Cam's 1-for-4. First pitch curve misses high. Nothing but off-speed. Five straight curves and sliders to back-to-back lefties. Jacob Godman's on deck. That's a right-handed hitter. And then Boucher, who's lefty in the nine spot. Swing and a miss strike. McGee, a long wraparound on the backswing. Looked like he might have caught a piece of the helmet of Ronnie Hernandez. Hernandez seems fine. McGee immediately going to check on him, however. 1-1 on Cam McGee. Arias from the windup. High fastball, ball two. And McGee looks like he did something. McGee immediately out limping. Landed heavily on that right foot. And now he potentially has something. He was holding on to the back of the knee or maybe on the hamstring, trying to stretch it out. Waves away any help from the athletic trainer. Doesn't need Tom Adams as of now. Two balls and a strike on McGee, and we'll see if that impacts the way he swings it all. It's on that front foot. 2-1. Curveball hit towards second base where Riku Nishida is located. Into the hole, fires from a sidearm slot to put down out number two. Two up, two down, five out of six retired for Franchelli Arias. Without a hit, he's been dealing. Only man to reach was Drew Compton, who walked on four pitches. Jacob Godman looking to change that here in the top of the ninth. Boll Weevils will have Juan Gonzalez, Alvaro Aguero, and Wilbur Sanchez. 7, 8, 9 in the order. One man gets on, And then Human Havoc himself, Riku Nishida, comes to the plate. Fastball at the knees, not called a strike by Perry Schwartz. Godman 0 for 2 with two walks today. Curveball to the outside corner, 1-1. Green Jackets have drawn 8 walks. That's their season high. Their pitchers have only given up 4. High fastball, 2-1. Arias from the third base side of the rubber adjusts the long black arm sleeve and gets ready to go. 2-1 from number 8. Curveball above the bat of Godman. And Godman asks for his timeout. Arias has just been up and down, in and out, painting the corners, never giving anybody anything good to hit. Godman stretches out. Fastball high, 2-2. Correction, 3-2. Count goes full. We'll see if Godman stays in the pure two-strike stance, even with the count full. Slightly choked up and wide. Yes, he does. Arias, the payoff pitch. Got him swinging with a changeup. Arias holds the pose, slaps the glove with the bare hand. 4 strikeouts in 2 scoreless innings for Franchelli Arias. And now we go to the bottom of the ninth.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Bo Phillip back out. Second professional pitching appearance. Second appearance since high school on the mound. Naturally, he's going for the save to end a 4-game losing streak for the Green Jackets. Long series, 6-game set, and Winston Sawyer, who's watched this transformation emerge since the end of last season, having faith in the converted reliever. Green Jackets leading 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth. 6 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Augusta. 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Boll Weevils. It's Gonzalez, Aguero, and Sanchez, 7-8-9. That trio combined is 1-for-9 today. Gonzalez himself, 0-for-3, 0-for-7 on the year. DH swinging at the first pitch he sees. High fastball, he's underneath, 0-1. Phillip high leg kick, swing and a miss. Slider cut through the zone. Strike to strike. It stayed in the big part for a long time, but Gonzalez pulls the head off. No balls and 2 strikes. And Gonzalez will use his timeout. Phillip was working quickly. Him and Godman had developed a pace. We'll see how it gets scored, but it should end up not being a save situation because he came in with a 4-run lead. 0-2 to Gonzalez. Inside corner and not called a strike. Just off the inner edge, Winston Sawyer and half the Green Jackets dugout asking for confirmation that it was in, not down. Perry Schwartz obliges the affirmative. 1-2, fouled back on a high slider. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 7:05. Adam Meyer makes his second professional start against the lefty Lucas Gordon. First time the Green Jackets will see a lefty starter. 2-2 outside, or 1-2 outside, now ball 2. Lucas Gordon was fantastic in his debut. 5 hitless innings against the River Dogs. See what he can do tomorrow. 2-2. Roped into right center field. Base hit. Gonzalez cuts it off. Fires into second base to hold Gonzalez at a single. Leadoff man is on in the bottom of the ninth, and the fans that have stuck around to see the fireworks, the herd has thinned considerably on a cool April evening, but those here making noise. Alvaro Aguero gets the bat next. Left fielder. 1-for-7 on the season. Singled his last time up. He's late on a fastball. Nearly took that one out of the catcher's mitt. Gonzalez has a sizable lead at first. Third string catcher not liable to be going anywhere. Two-seamer at 92. Ties Aguero in knots. You can tell Phillips feeling good about what he's doing even after the single. The quicker a pace or reliever is moving with, usually the better he feels. Phillip slows down on the 0-2. Fouled off the ankle. Another two-seamer from Phillip, and Aguero is able to stay alive. Two-seam has more run than depth for Bo Phillip, but it does have some drop at the bottom of the zone. It's a good pitch to throw with two strikes. Can get some swing and misses, sure. You saw that on strike two, but potentially also two for the price of one if you can get a ground ball. Two-strike offering high, ball one. Final game of the series will be Sunday at 1:30. Riley Fry will make his first start against Jake Bockenstedt. 6-4 here in the ninth. Phillip coming home. Hard hit down the left field line. Foul. Pinballs around in the Green Jackets bullpen. Jackets do not currently have a man throwing. We saw Zach Austin and Raven Corona and Adel Delaney all throw at various points in this ball game. We went Bauman to Keller and now to Phillip. Cued into right field. Off the end of the bat, base hit. Gonzalez a long turn, but he'll head back to first. Back-to-back singles to the right field side. And that's the shift of Winston Sawyer. They had the second baseman Sanchez playing on the second base bag. If he's in a traditional spot, at minimum, he can get the out at first. And for the first time this series, we're going to see a pinch hitter. It's Arxie Hernandez, the starting shortstop for each of the first three games of the series, coming on to hit as the winning run. Two on, nobody out, in a meeting at the mound. Sanchez ends the night 0-for-3. Arxie steps in as a pinch hitter in the ninth. Hernandez has swung very well all weekend. Two for 12 with a triple. The numbers don't sound all that impressive, but a lot of loud outs when he's made contact. That's been the one if. 5 of the 10 times he's been retired, 5 of his 12 ABs, period, have been strikeouts. First pitch fastball called a strike. Phillip dots the edge at 92. Now Zach Austin is throwing again in a hurry. Austin, another converted reliever. 0-1 to Arxie Hernandez, the pinch hitter. Outside corner called a strike at 92 on the four seam. Crowd doesn't like it. Arxie doesn't like it. Phillip, a pained smile, knows he might have just bought one there. No balls and two strikes on Arxie Hernandez. Tying run at first base, winning run at the dish. Swung on and missed, strike three. High fastball, and what did we say? Hernandez does have some swing and miss. 3 pitches, 3 strikes, and the chess move from Patrick Leland proves unsuccessful. Hernandez ends up getting sacrificed. We go to the top of the order. Here's Riku Nishida. Time is called, a ball is on the field as a pitch went errant from Zach Austin in the bullpen. Nobody has more bat control than Riku Nishida. Highest average on the team as well. Walked twice, been hit, and grounded out to the pitcher. First pitch fastball at the knees at 91. Nishida's second look at Bo Phillips started off Phillips' day by drawing a hit-by-pitch slider to the back foot that hit him in the back leg. 0-1 on Nishida. Misses low and inside with a changeup, 1-1. It's Juan Gonzalez at second. He singled to start off the inning, followed by Alvaro Aguero, who singled his own right. Aguero, definitely the faster of the two. Gonzalez has a big lead, doesn't move all that speedily. Nishida very late on a fastball, high and away. Trying to go backside with that and was a little bit tardy. Ball and two strikes here on Riku Nishida, and time is called. Looked like it was Patrick Leland who asked for the time as the third base manager. Two on, one out, two-run game in the ninth. Here's the 1-2. On the ground to second. Going to be a tough play everywhere. On to first, and Sanchez gets the out. Tying run in scoring position, but the second out is recorded. It wasn't the primary plan for the Boll Weevils, but it got the job done nonetheless. Gonzalez up to third, Aguero up to second. And it all rests on the shoulders of Albertson Asian. Asian 2-for-3 with a walk, a steal, and a run scored. Asian's 5-for-13 this week. First pitch swinging. Out to right field. Drifting back, Kern in front of the track. He makes the catch. And the Green Jackets hold on for their first win of the week. Asian just underneath it, and even with the wind blowing so strongly, not enough to leave the yard. Green Jackets hold on 6-4. We'll step away one last time and break it all down for you. But Augusta all smiles. They get their first road win of the season. And they do it here at Atrium Health Ballpark in thrilling fashion.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Back in a much happier tone at Atrium Health Ballpark. Green Jackets hold on and get the W by a score of 6-4. Ends the four-game losing streak. It's also the most runs they've put up in a ball game all season long. Previous record was 5 in the 10-inning victory the last time they got a W, last Saturday night against the Fireflies. The win goes to Garrett Bauman. He was phenomenal. 5 2/3, just one hit, one walk, three strikeouts, and two earned runs charged to him. One inherited run allowed to score by Seth Keller. The loss goes to Keener. Keener falls. He's now 0-1. Bauman's 1-0. There is no save, as we mentioned, although the ninth would have been a save situation for whoever came in clean. Bo Phillip came in with a 4-run lead and then 2 runs scored on his watch. So for him, he'll get no decision in 2 runs and 2 innings, but still does exactly what he was looking to do, holds firm. Bends but does not break. Green Jackets finish 6 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. And they leave on 10, tied for the most they've left on this season. Boll Weevils, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They leave on 8, including 7 in the last 4 frames. Green Jackets get a much-needed win, and they did so with a handful of timely hitting. They were able to take advantage after so many games this series where it seemed like the Jackets were just handing second chances off to Kannapolis with errors and walks. It was the Green Jackets who got those second looks and took mighty advantage. Pitching for Kannapolis walked 8 batters, 4 walks for the side of Augusta, and those walks continuously turned into runs. Able to use some small ball, going 5 for 5, swiping bases to certainly help. The big swing, Cam McGee's 2-run single in the 7th that made it at the time a 4-run lead, but ended up being the difference maker. 2nd and 3rd, 1 out, and McGee, as he so often does, was able to shorten up, go the other way, just snuck it between the third baseman and shortstop, and found its way home for a 2-run single. Green Jackets got solid relief. Again, bend but don't break. Keller allowed a run in an inning and a third, walked the first 4 batters he faced, or 3 batters, excuse me, but then got a ground out to end the frame with the Green Jackets still in front. Bo Phillip, 2 innings, 4 hits, but 2 runs allowed, had enough of a cushion to work with, and got the job done nonetheless. Take a look one more time around the entirety of the scoreboard in the Carolina League. We've gone final. Down East in Carolina's gone final in both games of their doubleheader. It's 6-0 and 2-0. The Mudcats sweep it. Lynchburg does get their first win, not for lack of effort from that vaunted Fredericksburg offense. Put up a handful of runs late, but after going 11-0, 12-7 is the final. Lynchburg is now 1-5. Unfortunately for Delmarva, they did not have similar luck. Shorebirds fall 4-2 to make their start to the season 0-7. Two teams that have yet to go final. Columbia winning 10-6 against Myrtle Beach. That's the middle of the 8th. Game moving a little bit slower there for the second night in a row. And after a late start, Charleston is up 5-0 on Fayetteville at Segra in Fayetteville. Top 5 by the River Dogs in cruise control early. As we mentioned tomorrow, Adam Meyer. We promised you all offseason. Adam Meyer does exist. I know some of the prospect heads in Atlanta were not sure that that was the case. But Meyer came in, had a very solid debut, 4 innings of 2-run ball on Saturday. And now he'll get, on 7 days rest, the opportunity to step in and compete with another start. He'll go up against the lefty Lucas Gordon, who went 5 hitless in the win over Charleston last Saturday as well. Bauman the winner, Keener the loss. And as they prepare for the fireworks here at Atrium Health Ballpark, that's probably our sign to get up off the air. Green Jackets back at it tomorrow, 7:05. We'll go live at 6:55 here on Green Jacket Radio. And it's been an absolute pleasure calling a very enjoyable baseball game back and forth, and the final holds firm 6-4. Jackets get the first win in the last 5 tries, and we are done. I've been Noah Adcock-Howitt. Enjoy your night. We will see you tomorrow, and it's going to be a good one here on GJ Radio, live from Kannapolis. Have a fantastic Friday night, ladies and gentlemen.